The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara bringing you an eco postcard. Each week I send you a small snapshot of a few things going on in our beautiful Earth. Troubling stories of damage through excessive human impact on the biosphere and uplifting stories of restoration and building a better future. I hope these accounts help you find your own pathway of protection of the people and planet you love. Okay, with upcoming events first, and there is a good one on July the 10th. That's a webinar in the evening, 7:30 to 8:30. New Zealander of the Year, climate scientist Jim Salinger, is giving us Climate Check 2024, telling us about recent knowledge and projections in climate science and what we need to do about this. To listen to this, and I will certainly be there listening to this, go to the Nelson Tasman Climate Forum website and register for this this webinar, which promises to be extremely interesting, I think. Okay, next up is a piece of work by Nelson resident Danielle Lomas with her colleague Sophie Bond, published in New Zealand Geographer, about the question of what are universities doing about sustainability. And they did this piece of research on our eight universities and found that all eight are doing something. They are, to some, at least some extent, taking climate change and the need for mitigation and adaptation seriously. So they're targeting reducing emissions in their energy use, increasing their energy efficiency, decommissioning fossil fuel infrastructure such as heating systems and replacing them, saving water, reducing waste, shifting vehicle fleets to electric vehicles, and implementing sustainable building codes for new buildings. They're also, most appropriately, encouraging their staff to reduce their air travel, and they're looking at their procurement practices. The longest-running program is Victoria University at Wellington, which started in 2007 and has achieved a 15% reduction in emissions since then, even though the university has grown in size. Very good, VUW, but not good enough, because we should be doing this at the rate of about 8% a year. University of Canterbury also made an early start, first of all measuring its emissions in 2010 and achieving a 23% reduction by 2019. The remaining universities began addressing climate change and their emissions in earnest in the last 5 to 6 years. Some of them have particular problems when there's high dependence on international students. Of course, they are causing aviation emissions in large numbers. And the agricultural universities, of course, have a methane problem. So that the writers, Danielle Lomas and Sophie Bond, made the point that they're to be commended on the fact that they are acting, but they're not tackling the fundamental underlying problems of our growth-oriented society, charging up emissions that often cancel out the cuts that we make. So they're not totally satisfied with what the universities are doing, but they certainly commend some substantial actions. Okay, Next thing I think is very interesting, and it concerns our neighbor, Vanuatu, and Vanuatu's wrestling with a severe plastic problem, which has two sources. One source is that Pacific currents wash up on Pacific islands and bring the waste of the world to the shores of these islands, which is quite hideous to behold if you've ever seen a plastic beach. It's a very horrible sight. But the other problem is a lot of everyday goods are imported, and they all come in plastic, of course. So the consumption of residents of Vanuatu is a significant contributor to the problem. So in 2018, they instituted government action and became one of the first countries in the world to outlaw the sale and distribution of certain single-use plastics, including, apparently, a world-first ban on plastic straws. And in the 6 years since then, the results have been impressive, which is so wonderful that they can actually see the good results that they've achieved. So thin plastic shopping bags are hardly ever seen, with most shoppers using reusable bags. And at festival and outdoor events, food is more often served wrapped in banana leaves instead of polystyrene takeaway boxes. How charming to have your food served in a banana leaf. Now banned items used to make up 35% of Vanuatu's waste and are now down to less than 2%. And they've had secondary industries develop, providing sustainable alternatives to the banned items. One community has started replacing plastic planter pots with biodegradable ones made from native pandanus leaves. And there's a social enterprise that began selling fabric sanitary napkins rather than plastic, and has since expanded its range to reusable nappies and bags. A really good news story. And finally, a global survey of what people want in terms of climate action, which has turned in a result. It's a UN poll called the People's Climate Vote, and it's turned in a result that about 80% of all people in the world, averaged over all most countries, want climate action. 86% want to see countries set aside differences to work together on climate change. I think that's an extremely important finding. And it involved 77 different countries with about 1,000 people from each. The surveyors were astonished at the degree of consensus. Even fossil fuel producing countries like Saudi Arabia gave a result with a very high percentage of people wanting climate action. People want a quick transition away from fossil fuels, and they want nations to come together to fight the climate crisis. Okay. That's about it for today, dear listeners. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and this has been an Eco Postcard. Eco Postcards is Monday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. and Saturday mornings 9:45 a.m. Till next week, bye for now.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.